Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Dear beloved, I want to welcome you to this week's edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to thank you. We bless and we magnify your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for preserving our lives. Thank you, Lord, for the miracle of sleeping and waking up. Thank you for our going out. Thank you for our coming in. Thank you for your daily provision. Thank you for all the battles that you have been fighting on our behalf. We give you all the glory, we give you all praises, we give you all honor, we give you all adoration in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Everlasting Father, we thank you for all the previous broadcasts, for all manners of testimonies, for all the souls that have been won to your kingdom. See, be thou lifted up, our Lord, be thou exalted, be thou glorified in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We commit today's broadcast into your hands. I will pray, Lord, that indeed you will breathe upon it, that indeed it will bring forth salvation of souls, healing, deliverance, and draw us closer to you than never before, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. You are welcome to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. And indeed, the Almighty God will do something extraordinary in your lives today in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, I'll be sharing with you what I tried to drop it at His feet. Drop it at Jesus' feet. Do not carry it about with you because He's ready to relieve you of those yoke. So I'm going to take my text from the book of Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11, and I'm reading from verse 27 to verse 30. He said, "All these things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and the one whom the Son wills to reveal him. Come to me, all you labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." May the Lord bless the reading of His word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Our Lord Jesus Christ is calling unto you. Say, "Come unto me. Come unto me, all you who are labor and heavy laden." He said, come and bring those yoke. Exchange them for my own yoke. Because my own yoke is easy. My own yoke is light. But the one you are carrying all over, the Lord said, come and drop them at my feet. And when you do so, I will be able to answer you. I will take those yoke off you. And I will grant you your heart's desire in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. The Bible makes us to understand that the anointing of God, it breaks every yoke. The book of Isaiah chapter 10 says, "It shall come to pass in that day that his burden will be taken away from your shoulder and his yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing oil." That yoke will be destroyed, whatever may be the name of the yoke. I raise up a name that is greater than it, which is the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I say, it shall be broken in the name of Jesus. It's the desire of our God to satisfy you. He's ready to satisfy your desires. The Bible tells us in the book of Psalm 103 verse 5, it says, "Who satisfy your mouth with good things? Your mouth shall be filled with good things henceforth in the mighty name of Jesus." He says, "So that your youth is renewed like an eagle." Lord, we renew your youth like that of an eagle, because he's ready to take away all those yoke. He's ready to take away the yoke of shame and turn that to double honor. It tells us in the book of Isaiah chapter 61, verse 7. He said, instead of your shame, you shall have double honor. Somebody will have double honor this day in the mighty name of Jesus. As you are hearing me now, the Lord will remove that shame and turn it to double honor for you in the mighty name of Jesus. He said, instead of confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be theirs. The Lord will give you everlasting joy in the name of Jesus. Whatever that is causing you sorrow this day, the Lord will turn them to joy for you in the name of our Lord Jesus, because he's the one who can reverse the irreversible. Are you healed? Then you are rest assured, because the Bible tells us that by his stripes we are healed in the book of 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 24. He said, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sin, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you are healed. By the stripes of our Lord Jesus Christ, you are healed. Healing is yours in the mighty name of Jesus. I say affliction, diseases will not dwell in your body in the mighty name of Jesus. I raise up the name of Jesus. Concerning that letter that you have received from the hospital, I say the Almighty God will turn it around for you for the better in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because he's the one that makes you, he's your maker, he's my maker. And he has all the spare parts of our bodies, so he can replace them. So brothers and sisters, the Almighty God will visit you today. He will perform his surgery in your body. If you need surgery, he will do it for you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. He's the surgeon that performs surgery without having to use surgical knife. The Almighty God will touch you. He will heal you. He will deliver you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The book of Isaiah chapter 58, verse 11 says, the Lord will guide you continually. Are you troubled? You don't know what to do, just bring it at his feet. Dump it at his feet. Dump that matter at his feet. He will guide you the way to go. He will speak to you. The grace to hear him when he speaks to you, when he gives you instruction, the Lord will release unto you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, the Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought. And strengthen your bones. Those bones that are weak, the Lord will strengthen them. Those hands that are weak, the Lord will strengthen them. He said, you shall be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose water do not fail. So shall it be in the mighty name of Jesus. Your water will not fail. Your source of provision will never run dry in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will continue to release the abundance of his blessings upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. Are you troubled by the enemy? The Lord will deliver you from them. He has that power. He has that ability. The Bible tells us in the book of 2 Samuel 22, verse 49. He says, he delivers me from my enemies. You also lift me up above those who rise against me. You have delivered me from the violent men. Oh, the Lord will deliver you from the violent men. He will deliver you from your enemies, known and unknown, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will also deliver you from fears. You no need to fear. Do not be afraid. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 34, verse 4, he said, I saw the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. What is that fear? What are you afraid of? Brothers and sisters, bring it to Christ. Bring it to Christ. What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. Bring it to him. Bring it to him in prayers, and he will deliver you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. When you bring it to him, he's ready to deliver you. But you bring it to him in prayers, And when you come to the Lord in prayer, there are key things you need to know, my brothers and my sisters, that your prayer must start with thanksgiving. Say, enter his gate with thanksgiving. You need to thank him. Thank God for what he has done. Thank God for what he's doing. Thank God for that which he said to do for you. On the platter of thanksgiving, your heavens shall be opened in the mighty name of Jesus. That yoke, you will see them no more in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And when we are praying to God, our prayer must come from the heart. The Bible tells us in Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 13, and you will seek me and find me. When? You see, when you search for me, how? With all your heart. You will seek me and find me. Why? Provided you search for me with all your heart. May your heart be knitted to the Lord. May you seek him with all your heart. Whatever that want to distract you, the Almighty God will remove such distractions in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. When you go to the Lord also in prayer, you bring your reasons to him. The Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18, he said, come now. He's calling you and I. He said, come, let us reason together. Bring that reason to him, says the Lord. He said, though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. He said, though they are red as crimson, he said, they shall be as wool. So, brothers and sisters, bring that reason to him. Bring the reason for him. And the reason is his word. His word is yea and amen. His word will never fall to the ground. None of his word will return void unto him without fulfilling that which he sent. And you go to the Lord in confidence, with full confidence. Why? Because you are going to your Father. You are talking to your Father. You are talking to the one who can turn those things around for your favor. You are talking to the one with whom nothing is impossible. So you go to him with confidence. In the book of 1 John chapter 5 verse 14, he said, now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. So you ask according to his will with confidence that, yes, I have a God, I have a Father who can answer me. The reason is also that you serve him. What are you doing for him? The Bible tells us in the case of Hezekiah, in the book of 2 Kings, chapter 20, verse 3, he was speaking to God when he received that death sentence. He said, remember now, O Lord, I pray, how I have walked before you in truth and with a loyal heart, and have done what was good in your sight. And Hezekiah wept bitterly. And it happened before Isaiah had gone into the middle court that the word of the Lord came to him and said, return and tell Hezekiah, the leader of my people, thus says the Lord, the God of David, your father, I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. Surely I will heal you. Brothers and sisters, he brought his reason to the Lord. His reason was that he was serving the Lord with all his heart. He was doing good in the sight of his God. Brothers and sisters, what reason are you bringing to the Lord today? What reason are you bringing to him? If you don't have that reason of saying, I'm serving you, if you don't have that reason, I've been good in your sight, you are not good in the sight of the Lord, you are not living a life of righteousness, you are not serving him, you are not sharing the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ, you may not have any reason. But it is not too late. I'm giving you the opportunity to bring that reason to him right now. And wherever you are, I want you to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior. And indeed, he will welcome you with open hands. So wherever you are, just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I want to thank you, Lord, for this, your children, that have given their lives unto you. I say, Lord, have mercy upon them. Write their names in the book of life. For everyone who have had this broadcast today, the Almighty God will visit you. That yoke that you have been carrying on your shoulder, the Lord is going to take them away. Spiritual yoke, physical yoke, financial yoke, marital yoke, legal yoke. The Almighty God is going to relieve you of those yokes this day in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Indeed, He will perfect that which concerns you. He will make way for you. He will fight your battles. He will grant you victory on all sides. He will put a new song in your mouth, song of joy, song of rejoicing, in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.